this story is probably one that a lot of people can relate to, and that is that I needed to forgive myself in recent years because I noticed that when I come to the point of needing to learn a new skill, I resist it, mm-hmm. I avoid it, I feel stupid, I feel overwhelmed, I put it off, I excuse it, I do everything practically except for going, oh, okay, now how do you do this? And applying myself to easily learning. There's something about learning that was just really stubborn for me. I felt really stubborn. Uh-huh. And then there's kind of a kindred, another prong to this issue, which is that when I get real busy with projects and I have a lot to do, I start to feel really overwhelmed and chaotic and scattered and flaky and just sort of suddenly like I'm just sort of flapping my arms in the air and scattering balls and dropping things and eventually having some little meltdown. And it's basically that I never learned project management. I mean, uh-huh. That's kind of a simple answer there. I never learned project management. But in taking myself to the self-forgiveness exercise around my stubbornness around and shamefulness about learning something new and my flakiness and frustration around project management, I realized with the source of it, I realized, oh, you know, I just wasn't taught. And furthermore, I had a real crisis in my early school years mm-hmm. that nobody ever helped me out of.
Yeah.
And so long ago, when I was in fifth grade in the summer, I had a burst appendix, and I was, you know, just sidelined for a while. And I started school 2 weeks late. And in those days, the classroom had 50 kids. 50 kids and wow. one overwhelmed nun teaching this class. And in comes this little, you know, traumatized, shy, spaced out girl who's just gotten out of the hospital into this, you know, ocean of kids who are now 2 weeks on into yeah. their lessons. And there was no help. There was no tutors. The sister couldn't help it. She couldn't even get it together to call my parents and say, yeah. oh, my God, you know, Mary's really behind. And it was just too many kids. And my parents had so many kids. I was yeah. the oldest of eight. You know, there was always a baby, a toddler, and a preschooler in addition to, you know, the older ones of us. And so the needs were always very loud in the younger crowd. And so there just was no help. There was no helping me catch up. There was mm-hmm. no teaching me to organize myself, to get my homework done in a reasonable way. And this is how you practice this. There just was nothing. And so I remembered in the process of forgiving myself that I had just really kind of crossed my arms in fifth grade stubbornly and said, no, I am not going to be humiliated in these classroom situations one more minute. I just give up. I give up.
Oh.
And I kind of had given up. And I really got, I'm extremely intuitive. You know, I'm yeah. really, really intuitive. So I think I just got through school on straight guessing.
Really?
I think I got through school on straight solid intuition until, you know, my brain cleared a little bit and towards the end of high school, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so when that all came back to me, those memories came back to me because I had decided to forgive myself in the present for being stubborn and overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I felt so much compassion for the little kid I was.
Oh.
And I felt like spirit was showing me that, you know, like spirit was showing me, well, look, hon, look at what that was like. You were a brave little girl. That was hard, and yeah. you did the best you could. And in fact, I really think just in just about every case, most of us are doing the best we can, mm-hmm. given all the circumstances. When you take all the circumstances into yeah. account, you're probably doing the best you can. So at any rate, I forgave myself at that point for making a stubborn statement to myself uh-huh. that I give up. I can't okay. learn. I don't want to learn. I don't even. I forgave myself for my stubbornness. I forgave the other people in the situation, my parents, the school system. And I began, I mean, I'm, you know, I'm in my 50s at this point, and I am, you know, starting to say, oh, let's see, look at me learn this. Yeah. Hey, look at me learn this new technical thing. Hey, let's keep going there. One more technology thing you're asking me to learn. Okay, well, I'm just going to go there and keep learning. So it's just never too late to redeem yourself. It's never too late to start fresh. Life is always starting fresh.
And you rewrote the story that started way back in the fifth grade in circumstances that were beyond your control.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And in this story, I don't come out looking stupid and stubborn.
Excellent.
I come out looking brave and, ultimately resilient
yeah.
and triumphant.